It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Did you ever see me zip down my sweater when I said, beautiful day? You know, like this. I get it up to here and I go, beautiful day. Well, that's so that my microphone can be free so that you can hear me talk. Now, if you zip up a sweater to go outside when it's cool, don't need to go like that, because you're probably not wearing a microphone. Well, I want to read this book to you later on, but right now I'd like to do something in the kitchen. Come along. Let's be together today and draw a rainbow. Isn't that a strange rainbow? What do you think it needs? More colors, right? How about some of this color in it? And how about some of this color? And how about some of this color? Where can I put that? How about right in there? Oh, you can put them anywhere you want. Now, doesn't that look a lot more beautiful? When it has more colors. In fact, the more colors together, the better. You know, that makes me think of different toys. I know a place in this neighborhood that has toys of many shapes and colors. It's a place for children, many different children, who stop in each day to play. Sometimes I just like to sit and think about that place because I like it and the players so much. Thank you. gone to a place like that to play? Do you like playing with friends? I know I like thinking about things with you. Lots of things. I think it's time to feed the fish. There you are, fish. Each one of these fish is somehow different from all the others. Isn't it amazing that each fish is unique? That means it's the only one in the whole world exactly like it. Each one of you is unique. And that's the way it is with people, too. Each one of us is unique. Even if we look somewhat the same on the outside, each one of us is different on the inside. Let's have some make-believe. I think I'll use the model. No, I think I'll use something else. Make our own model. Yeah. Here's my recycling bin. I'll use stuff in there and can use this plant for the tree. How about that for the museum go-round? Okay? Lady Elaine's museum go-round, the tree. What could that be? Well, that could be the castle. That could be Daniel's clock. There's some crumpled paper. I guess that could be the museum. No, not the museum go-round. That would be the platypus mound. That'd be good for the factory. There. Oh, there's something. Hey, that could be the trolley. Now we're ready. There's been a gorilla in the neighborhood of make-believe, and the ones who have gotten to know him, his name is Kevin Wendell. They've discovered that he is quite tame. But Lady Elaine Fairchild still won't believe that he's anything but wild. She says that all gorillas are like the fierce ones in the movies. Well, let's think more about Kevin Wendell Gorilla. And also, let's think about helping Mayor Maggie find Neighbor Aber from Westwood. All that in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Charlie, you're sure that the gorilla is safe to play with?
I'm very sure, Queen Sarah. The gorilla is Bill safe.
He hasn't hurt anybody?
Oh, on the contrary, he helps everybody. Hmm. He even came to our home for dinner.
You're a brave one, Dr. Bill.
Well, Kevin Wendell's a neighborly gorilla. You can mark my words.
I want to believe you. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
I'm always glad to visit with you, Queen Sarah. Call me if you need me.
We always do. Farewell, good doctor.
Farewell, farewell.
Oh, it seems there's always something to think about. Always. Oh,
Aunt Sarah, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thank you. How are you, Lady Evelyn? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I was just wondering if you had heard the news.
About the gorilla?
Yes, isn't it revealing?
You mean that he would be so friendly?
Yes, and that he may not be a real gorilla after all.
Not a real gorilla? Well, what is he?
Nobody's quite sure.
Oh, please let me know when you find out.
I will. Isn't this a wonderful neighborhood?
I've always thought so. I must tell Friday the latest.
Farewell, Aunt Sarah.
You too, my dear. Farewell.
I think I'll go visit Daniel Tiger over at the clock. Looks as though Daniel already has a visitor.
You have such kind-looking eyes.
So do you.
I didn't know you could talk.
I can when people are kind to me.
Are they sometimes mean to you?
When they don't know me.
You're a really special gorilla.
Oh, well, you're a really special tiger.
Wanna be friends?
Sure. Wanna sing about it?
Sure.
You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me.
You are the only one like you. Like you, my friend. I like you.
In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see.
F-R-I-E-N-D, special.
You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
You know what?
What?
You sound just like another friend of mine.
Oh, really? Who's
that? I mean, oh, really? Who's that?
He's a friend from Westwood. Have you ever been to Westwood?
Yes.
Do you know someone there by the name of Neighbor Aber?
Oh, yes, quite well.
Oh, I like him, too.
Oh, I'm glad you do, because that's who I really am underneath.
What do you mean? Neighbor Aber.
Yes, Daniel, I've been pretending to be a gorilla.
Wow.
Neighbor Aber.
Hello, Lady Aberlin.
You're Kevin Wendell Gorilla?
I've been wearing this gorilla costume.
Why?
Because I wanted to see how people would treat me if I didn't look like myself.
Wait till we show you to Lady Elaine.
She's one person who just wouldn't believe I was friendly.
Even though you always acted friendly.
That's right.
How did you believe, Daniel?
Oh, I guess his heart just spoke to my heart.
That's how I felt. And then when I heard you singing...
Well, I guess I should get back to work in Westwood. I took a few days vacation.
Oh. Well, before you go, would you put on the costume again and show who you are inside to Lady Elaine?
Well, sure, but I really don't like that loud alarm of hers. It hurts my ears and my feelings.
I understand. Well, I'll go over and tell her not to sound the alarm, and then I'll wait for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
See you later, Daniel.
All right.
Ugga mugga.
Ugga mugga, Lady A.
I am so grateful for you, Daniel. You seem to be able to love no matter what somebody looks like.
I'm glad to be your friend and Kevin Wendell's friend.
I wonder what Lady Elaine is saying now.
You say he's at Daniel's clock?
That's right.
Well, why don't you want me to sound the alarm?
Because he doesn't like the alarm.
Too bad. If you're a loose gorilla, you're gonna hear alarms.
Lady Elaine, you haven't gotten to know Kevin Wendell Gorilla.
I don't care to play around with wild things.
But you never even found out whether he was wild or tame. Oh, here he comes now.
No alarm?
Give him a chance.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Kevin Wendell Gorilla, I'd like you to meet Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Hi there, Gorilla.
His name is Kevin Wendell.
How do you know that? He doesn't say anything.
Would you mind saying something to Lady Elaine? She's not going to hurt you.
Thank you.
For what?
For not sounding the alarm.
You really don't like it, do you?
It hurts my ears.
And it hurt his feelings.
Gorillas have feelings?
Even real gorillas have feelings.
What do you mean by that? Even real gorillas.
Should I?
Yes, please.
Neighbor Aber.
Inside of Kevin Wendell.
That's not fair.
Not fair?
If I had known you were inside that gorilla, I would have welcomed you.
That's what I thought.
But Lady Elaine, Everybody inside wants to be welcomed and included and loved.
No matter what we look like on the outside.
So there you are, Mr. Aber.
Just on my way back to work.
I just heard about your research. Oh. Looks like we have a lot to talk about, you and I together.
Inside, outside things.
That's for sure.
Anybody need a good, loud alarm?
Oh, save it for a real emergency, Lady Elaine.
Okay, Toots. That's it. Well, I'm sorry I didn't see the real you inside. I'll do better next time.
Oh, that's the spirit, Lady Elaine.
Can't ask for more than that.
See you. Bye, Toots.
Do better next time.
That's progress.
Oh, I'll tell the trolley.
And we'll tell all of Westwood.
Thanks, Lady A.
Oh, thank you, Kevin Wendell, neighbor Aver.
Kevin Wendell? Who's that?
There's an outside chance that you're touching him right at this moment.
Yes, Trolley. Neighbor Aver was pretending to be a gorilla. I think he really wanted to see if people could really like him for who he is inside. Yes, I think so too. I must tell everyone at the castle. Thanks to you too, Trolley.
That was neighbor Aber pretending to be that gorilla. He just wanted everyone to realize that it's the heart and not the eyes that discovers what's real about us. People are sometimes very different on the inside than they look on the outside. Well, let's put these things back. You know, you could make your own neighborhood of make-believe out of things that you have at home. Sure. Oh, that goes someplace else. This in here. Let's go in here. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Mr. McFeely, do you have something for us, Mr. McFeely?
No, but I just stopped by to see if you finished with the Zach book.
Oh, I haven't read it yet. Do you need it?
Well, the people at the library like to have it back as soon as you finished.
Well, would you have time to wait and read it with us?
Sure.
Good, let's just go on over here.
I'd enjoy that.
Here's the book. Let's go over to the couch and read it. Zach book. I wanted my friends to see this.
Zach, the one-of-a-kind dog. The first thing people ask me is, what kind of a dog are you?
That's what people ask Zach, I guess. Huh?
And he says, I wish I knew. Someone said there were many kinds of dogs in my family. Who were they?
Looks as if Zach is just thinking and thinking, doesn't it?
Let's turn the page and see what he's thinking. Oh, a judge. Pirate.
This is a pirate. He's thinking that all those dogs might have been in his family.
Country farmer, city slicker.
This is all his imagination.
That's right. Let's see what happens here. But that doesn't tell me what kind of dog I am. I'll have to seek the answer.
So Zach is going off to find the answer. To his question.
His question. Let's see, we'll turn the page. And he goes up to someone. Excuse me, but do you know what kind of dog I am?
Zach is asking everybody.
Turn the page. I'm not black or white. I'm not even on the dog chart.
And look how many different dogs are on that dog chart.
Except Zach's not on the chart.
No.
Let's see what's next. But at least I'm a real dog.
Not a cartoon dog.
But a real one.
Zach's a real dog.
And the cartoon dog's there?
He's a real dog.
With real feelings.
You can see he does. Look at his face.
We'll turn the page. I can be brave.
Really brave in the presence of that cat, huh?
Honest?
Oh.
He's got his paw up.
He's an honest dog.
Playful.
Playing with a friend.
Mm-hmm. And loving.
Mm-hmm. He's given a kiss to this child. Oh, that's a beautiful picture.
There's no one else just like me, he's thinking.
No one else in the whole world like Zach.
It feels good to be special.
I bet that's the hand of one of his friends.
I bet so.
Feels good to be special.
Now, when people ask me, what kind of dog are you? I say, I'm a one-of-a-kind dog.
One-of-a-kind dog. Good for you, Zach.
And here he said, what kind of person are you?
You're one of a kind, Mr. McFeely.
And so are you.
I believe everyone is.
We're all unique.
Absolutely. Thank you for your unique deliveries and pickups.
You're quite welcome. Well, I'll get it back to the library. I promised I'd get it right back.
All right.
And that's what I'll do.
Okay.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
I have another delivery I'd like to show you.
Oh, sure. Do you want to...
No, follow me. Right this way. I have it in my delivery bag.
Now, what is this?
And I'll show it to you right out here. Now, have a seat on this step right here. I have an idea.
All right.
Here we go.
What do you have?
It is... Just 1 second. Get it adjusted here.
You're winding something up.
Just one moment. There you go.
Look at that. What is that, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I call it a speedy critter.
It has 4 feet, just like
four feet.
The two of us together. Hello there, critter.
Want to try?
Sure.
Now what you do, I'll get it for you. You wind it. There's a winder on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And hold it as you're winding. There you go.
It's really dancing, isn't it?
I thought you'd enjoy seeing it. It's certainly a unique delivery.
It certainly is unique. Thank you for that.
You're quite welcome. I'm going to show it to my grandchildren.
Oh, I bet they'll like it.
So I'll put this in my delivery bag, and I'll take Zach back to the library. And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's deliveries bring it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome.
Hope you have a good day.
See you around the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Speedy delivery.
Oh, don't you enjoy being with Mr. McFeely? Well, I've certainly enjoyed being with you. It's really good to be able to do things with people who care about you. That's right. Here's something I like to do. I like to play that just before I go away. It's sort of like practicing going away and coming back. Mm-hmm. Yep. You and I are friends, and I like to be with you. I wanted to tell you one thing, though. One more thing. Every time you look at somebody,
please remember that nobody else in the whole world is exactly like that person. That person is one of a kind, just like you. Isn't that wonderful? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have good things to talk about and do together, don't we? You and I together. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.